Here we go with our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight as we're coming up on week four of high school football on Friday night. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the Horton football coach, that is Bo Gadwood, presented by Union State Bank. And, you know, coach, 3 weeks into this thing, and we'll kind of get that 3 week assessment here momentarily, but ran into a very good team last week, arguably one of the top teams in the state, and right now maybe the favorite to win the NEKL, Jackson Heights, 53-0. Last week, just kind of take us through the initial thoughts and takeaways from that game against the Cobras.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, like you said, favorite to win the league. My assessment, maybe State. They play hard. They come off the ball hard and they come after you. They played a very, very well, good game. You know, and diagnosing film off of it, you know, we had a lot to learn from that game. It opened our eyes a lot, and we just learned from the film, moved on, and, you know, we're up to week four now.
Yeah, and you look at where we are, and hard to believe it just goes by so quickly, but you basically wiped the slate clean with district play starting this week, correct?
That is exactly my message to the team. I kind of split the season up into three little deals. You know, you got your first three games here, then these next five are the districts, and then you got, obviously, the playoffs. So we got three different kind of seasons within the season, is kind of explained to the boys.
What would be the overall week three assessment of the team? You know, how have we seen improvements? What needs to be improved upon as we have gone 3 weeks into this thing?
Yeah, you know, even though the score was what you said, 53-0, there were still some goods that came out of that game, and that's what we had to highlight to the boys, to, you know, stay the course, you know, stay disciplined, keep doing the right things, keep coming to work, you know. So that was kind of our message, you know, keep working hard, you know, hard work does pay off. And we'll just keep moving forward and pushing forward and getting better each and every day.
We're talking with Horton football coach. That is Bo Gadwood, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers off the loss to Jackson Heights. They will be at home against Troy to open up district play in week four. We'll talk about it after this here on KNCA. We continue our conversation with Horton football coach. A few more minutes with Bo Gadwood, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers at home on Friday night, welcoming in the Troy Trojans. Of course, now a new team in the NEKL, so a league matchup here. But also the first district game, just the importance of starting district playoff on the right foot.
Oh, yeah, very important. Start off district 1-0 would be huge. But who stands in our way is Troy. Very good opponent, very well-coached team again. They present a different challenge. You know, they play a pretty spread out style of play. They like to put you in space with their athletes. So our kids need to rise to the challenge and come show them how Horton football is played. And we want to control the clock like usual, you know, and take it right at them.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk with Coach Jasper earlier and really just set a different couple teams with different styles. And it's just going to be a contrast in styles, so to speak. Again, you guys want to keep it, pound it, run the rock. You know, they want to spread it a little bit, throw it around. Just when you get matchups like that, what's the most challenging aspect in preparing for it?
For this time, it's getting our kids to be able to be comfortable out in space. That's defensive-wise. Offensive-wise, we're going to do what we do. We're going to, like you said, we're going to pound the rock. I want to hear the stands say, chanting, pound the rock. But defensively is going to be the biggest change. Just getting the kids, like I said, being comfortable playing in space and be confident doing that.
I know you've had a couple of injuries, and Troy has had to deal with some as well. How's that coming along? I know, are some players on their way back, or are we still kind of looking about the same as we've talked about over the last couple of weeks?
We're about the same the last couple of weeks. I mean, they're really trying. The kids, they're trying to get back at it. They really are. It's just some of these things you can't rush. And, you know, just for the safety of the kids, you know, just not going to rush it back with them. But they're trying hard. They're trying to get back.
And then as far as some kids stepping in, you know, filling some roles, how do you feel like that's gone for the most part?
Yeah, they've done a nice job. I mean, you ask them to do things, some of them that they hadn't done before. And, you know, because we've got low numbers like we got, one guy goes down, you know, it's the great shift going on sometimes. It's just not a plug and play. Maybe you got to shift a guy here and shift a guy there. But I think they've done a fantastic job stepping in and playing hard and doing their job.
And as we mentioned, wiping the slate clean, it kind of starts a new season here this week with district play getting going, and you get Troy in town on Friday night. Just give us some expectations and a few keys to get a win.
Expectations, we go out and we execute, and we play our brand of football. And I think that's one of the keys to success is making them play our game. We want to play in a phone booth. You know, we want to be tough, intelligent football players about it. But, you know, we look forward to the challenge with Troy. It's going to be a fun game, I think.
There it is. Horton football coach Bo Gadwood. Always appreciate a few minutes of his time each and every week. Brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers and Trojans on Friday night, week four. Two teams coming in and wanting to get off on the right foot in district play. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes, and good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it, bud.